Thanks, Arnold. Well, welcome. Welcome.
Girls, are you excited?
Yeah.
Of course you are. Grown-ups, are you excited?
Yeah.
Yes, get excited. Yes. Great. You're not Eddie. Oh, Eddie's not excited. Our challenge this morning is to get Eddie excited about Christmas. Okay? That's our challenge this morning. Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men, on whom his favor rests." What a message. Our service this morning is all about the message of God's love for us and sending his son into the world. We're going to begin by singing "Angels from the Realms of Glory." It's number 35 in the books, and the words will be up on the screen for us too. Let's stand as we sing. Boys and girls, and grown ups as well, I've heard that sometimes when churches have their Christmas service, they have real life camels and real life donkeys and real live sheep. Well, yeah, that's one of the practicalities, Peter, yeah. We don't have any donkeys or camels or sheep this morning. But we've got real live people. Real live people from the youngest to the oldest celebrating the good news that the Lord Jesus Christ is God become flesh, become one of us, come into this world. And we're here together this morning to worship and give thanks to God and remember that wonderful message. So before we sing our next song, a song of celebration, we're going to pray together. Let's pray. Gracious Father, we want to thank you that Christmas time is a wonderful time. A wonderful time for us to remember not just friends and send them cards and send them gifts, but to remember, Father, the greatest gift. The gift that you gave in giving your Son, the Lord Jesus. Help us, Father, right at the start of this day and right at the start of a week that leads us up to Christmas Day, help us to remember that it's the Lord Jesus that this is really all about. So help us to worship Him from the youngest to the oldest. Help us this morning to celebrate your gift of love, this wonderful message that Christ Jesus has come into the world and He has come to save us. So Father, receive our praise and our thanksgiving as we celebrate your Son's birth. These things we ask in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Now we're going to sing together another song. And again, it's a song we really ought to be standing for. It's Come On and Come and Join the Celebration. Come and Join the Celebration, number 83. It's a very special day. Now it says, New King Born Today. Well, we really celebrate that on Christmas Day. But we're nearly there. We're nearly there, so we can sing it. Number 83, come and join the celebration. Let's stand as we sing. Next, it's the extreme presentation. Extreme, come and share with us what you've been preparing for this, our family Christmas service today.
Morning. Morning. Morning all. This is a kind of one day only, a one morning only presentation. Nearly 1 minute only. It's about the cross. The kids have done really, really well with it, and I'm sure you'll like it. Thank you.
Joseph and I live in the town of Nazareth. I wanted to come back to visit Bethlehem, to this place, this very stable where it all began. Well, maybe it all began for us, but for Jesus, this story began from the very beginning of time. I remember the long journey from Nazareth to Bethlehem. Joseph was reluctant to let me come with him, but I couldn't bear stay behind without him. Not then, I was so tired from the journey, I began to feel unwell and very uncomfortable. I didn't want to worry Joseph, but I was afraid I couldn't ride on the donkey for much longer. Finally, we came to the city gates. It was early evening, and there were still so many people hurrying around. The innkeeper kept repeating the same words over and over. "No rooms, I have no more rooms." Joseph begged him to help us. He knew that the baby was coming soon. God touched the heart of the innkeeper, and he felt sorry for us and offered us his stable. At least it would give us some privacy. As we found our way to the stable, I kept thinking, what will I do with my baby? What will I do with Jesus? I will never forget those words as I heard them again years later, as my precious son stood in front of Pontius Pilate and his court, and he asked that question, what will I do with Jesus? I still can't believe what the crowd said in response. Many still struggle with that question. What will we do with Jesus? Some can believe in God as an awesome creator, but God with us, God as a man, and God coming to earth to die for our sins. Well, was that really necessary to die for my sins? Some people choose not to think about it. They'll decide later another time. Some people choose to ignore him altogether. Some people become so uncomfortable that they would like to get rid of him, and they crucify him again and again. What have you decided? What will you do with my son, my baby boy, my Messiah, my Lord? Maybe this is where it all begins for you, here in the manger, in this place and time. What will you do with Jesus?
It's not just about the manger, where the baby lay. It's not all about the angels who sang for him that day. It's not just about the shepherds or the bright and shining star. Oh, it's not all about the wise men who traveled from afar. It's about the cross. It's about my sin. It's about how Jesus came to be born once so that we could be born again. It's about the storm that was rolled away so that you and I could have real life someday.
Thank you, Extremers, and all the Extreme leaders as well, Lorna, and Sarah, and Jean, and Ian. Yeah, working with you all to get that prepared for us. It's about the cross. I love that line. He was born once, so we can be born again. That's the good news of Christmas. We're going to sing together Away in a Manger. Now, it's number 47 in our books. Away in a Manger. We'll remain seated while we sing this.
Thank you.
one of the probably first Christmas carols any of us ever learned, and it's still one of the nicest. Well, I'm going to ask the stewards if they would wait on us now and give us an opportunity to bring our offering today, if we've come prepared to do so. Thank you. We're going to pray together before we sing again. Heavenly Father, we thank you that at this time in our service, we bring our gifts, we bring our offerings. And as we bring these gifts, it's our way of not only saying thank you to you for the good gifts that you've given us and the way you provide what we need, but Heavenly Father, it's also a way of us remembering that what you've given us really still belongs to you. You've just asked us to use it wisely. And Father, our prayer is that those who have that responsibility of using what your people have given in these past moments, that it would be used in ways that others, not only here but all over the world, would hear the message, the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you for warm homes, for safety. We thank you, Father, for so many things. And as we come into this Christmas season where all of us are hopeful of things that we'll receive, help us, Father, to be mindful of lessons we've learned even already this morning, that the greatest gift that any of us can receive is the gift that you have given us in the Lord Jesus. Help us, Father, to know how we should respond to that gift. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, there's some carols that have connections with Scotland. Now, it may come as no surprise to any of you that one carol that most definitely has a connection with Scotland is In the Bleak Midwinter. Because it was written in a rather bleak midwinter period in a country house outside of Girvan. Now, some of you knew that and some of you didn't. But there's another one written to a lovely old Scottish tune, and the words were written by a Scottish person too. And we are going to sing that now. Child in the Manger, Infant of Mary, number 71 in our books. Let's stand as we sing.
Oh,
Well, now it's the turn of Little Praisers to share with us their presentation. And we're looking forward to that. It's been great what Extreme have shared. And now, Little Praisers, it's your turn. You know, it's not a competition. It's both parts fitting together perfectly to tell us God's story of Christmas time.
Do you recognise this sound? Hello?
Hello, Ruth. This is Julie. How are you?
Oh, I'm all right. Julie, yourself?
I'm fine, thank you. Listen, I just wanted to say I love the display the Little Praisers made for our Christmas cards. It really looks great. It's a lovely way for everyone to send their greetings to each other at church.
Oh, the kids really enjoy painting, and I don't need much encouragement to get them messing about with the paint, as long as their parents don't mind a few wee marks on their clothes.
Oh, I'm sure they don't. Are you all organised for Christmas dinner? I'm having everyone over to mine. I just love having my family around at this time.
Yeah, I'm getting off lightly this year, though. We're heading to Hazel's for dinner, so that should be a good day.
I'm sure it will. Well, if I don't see you at the carol service, have a lovely time. Bye.
Bye.
Look, Suzanne looks really busy. Let's have a look and see what she's up to. Over here, Caroline, you're looking awful busy. I wonder where Sarah is.
Sarah, you're not on that phone again, are you? You're out of here any time.
No. Well, yeah, I'm just texting some people. I thought we could go to George Square ice skating. It's so much quicker than phoning everyone. I'll be with you in a minute.
And Karen and Rachel look really cosy over here. I wonder what they're up to. Let's listen in.
Okay, and it's what Hi, everyone. Good morning. Welcome to my Skype call, I guess you could call it. I arrived here in Dallas to spend time with my adoptive family here and just my friends here. I'm really excited, but I will miss all of you and miss my family and just miss all Christmas traditions that I'm used to this year. But I want to thank you all of you who pray and just think about me often. And for those who keep in touch with me, I really do appreciate that. I really love that, and it just means a lot to me. But I also want to just say how much of a privilege it is that I get to study here in America, and the folks have just been so kind to me. I hope you all have a very special Christmas. And remember that whilst we communicate in so many ways, including using this as Skype, God has communicated his love to us through his son, Jesus, 2,000 years ago. I think little praisers are going to sing a song about that for you now. So Merry Christmas, everyone, and God bless.
Busy preparing for Christmas. Some are writing letters, some are chatting about what they will have to prepare. Some, like me, are still trying to finish writing their Christmas cards. It's a time of the year when families come together and people like to communicate through letters, cards, phoning, or even Skyping. So what is Christmas all about?
Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through 20. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloth and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared to, with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favour rests." When the angel had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that's happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what they had been told about this child, and all who heard were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told.
Get this on.
There we go. Well, first it was Extreme. And another big round of applause for Extreme, because what you shared with us was wonderful. And then little praisers and all your leaders as well. Thank you so much. You know, there's been a message running right through this morning that Christmas is really about the love that God has shown us in the Lord Jesus Christ. That's an interesting word, isn't it? Message. Message. You see, where I grew up, message meant lots of things. In fact, I remember a friend of mine who went to live in another country, 30 years or more ago. And people used to laugh at her. Because do you know what she said to them? "Well, I need to go to the shop to get the messages." What's funny about that? Who here has ever said, or heard your mum say, or someone else, "I need to go to the shop to get the messages"? Yeah. Oh boy, they were puzzled. They were scratching their head. You see, for them, a shop actually meant a workshop. And messages meant things that you sent to other people or left for other people, you know. And I said, "Well, what did you have to learn to say?" She said, "Oh, I had to say, 'I'm going to the store for the groceries.'" But you see, messages are important. In fact, the word messenger means someone who brings messages. Thank you, Lucy. A messenger is someone who brings messages. And all through the Christmas story, we've got stories of messages that were coming. Now, I have to be honest and say, little praisers, they didn't come by
mobile phones, or text messaging, or Skype, or anything for that matter, the sort of way that we might send messages today. However, they still managed to send messages. Do you know how God sent messages? Messages then, Alana? He used the angels. You're absolutely right. He used the angels. And the angels came, and first they came, an angel came and spoke to Mary and told her that she was going to have a baby, and the baby was going to be God's son. And an angel appeared in a vision to Joseph as well, and not only told him that this baby was going to be the Son of God, but told him what he was going to name the baby, and we're going to come back to that in a wee minute. But once the baby had been actually born, the angels put in another appearance, didn't they? Because they had been and they had spoken to Mary, and they had spoken to Joseph. So once Jesus was actually born, who did? Now, you've answered, so we're going to go. Emily? They came to the shepherds. They talked to the shepherds. And they gave the shepherds a very special message. Before we think about that message, I'm going to tell you a story that's a true story. Because the person that told this story, I'm sure he wouldn't tell a lie. And this story was all about the birth of a baby. And the message wasn't, go to the stable. In fact, the message that he got, and he was still at work, and he got a message from his wife that said, Bill, it's time to go to the hospital. So Bill immediately told some colleagues that he needed to leave. It was time to go to the hospital. He got into the car and he went straight to the hospital. And he turned up at the front desk at the hospital. And he said, and here's where some of you will recognize the name. He said, I'm Mrs. Gaither's husband. My wife just called me and said, it's time to go to the hospital. And the receptionist looked at him and said, well, it's very good that you're here. But our most successful deliveries actually occur when we have the mum-to-be with us as well. He got the message wrong. She said it's time to go to the hospital, meaning Bill, come to the house and get me and take me to the hospital. Oh no, Bill just got in his car straight to the hospital, leaving poor old Gloria back at home. But I think it all turned out very well in the end. And they had their baby, and I know they had a few more. But you see, getting the message right is so important. How often it's happened to me that I don't do something I was supposed to do. And when I try to explain or apologize and say, but I didn't know, I usually get told, did you not get the message? Did you not get the message? Well, sometimes I didn't. And sometimes I did, and I just didn't look. I just didn't do what it was I was supposed to have done. But you see, these messages that surround the Christmas story are messages that were so important we can never, ever forget them. Think, for instance, of that message to me. Mary was scared. She didn't know at first what the angel was on about when the angel said, Mary, you're really special. You've been highly favored by God. God's chosen you for something really special. She's like, not sure what this is all about. But the angel was able to put Mary's mind at rest. And Mary said, if this is God's purpose for me, then I will do what he wants. And that's how Mary came, to give birth to the Lord Jesus, the Son of God. Then Joseph. Oh, Joseph didn't know what to make of all of this. He was really surprised and, in all honesty, a bit disappointed in Mary and just didn't know what to make of all that was happening. And the angel came and told him, two really important things. Now, here's a big question. This question has got at least two parts to it, because the answer to the first question has got two answers, and I'm looking for them both. They can either come from one person or from two separate people, because the angel who spoke to Joseph in a vision said that the baby who Mary would give birth to was going to have two names. Now, can someone give me them both? Lucy? Yes, Jesus. And Emmanuel. Thank you. Jesus and Emmanuel. And now, for an extra point, if there were points, can someone tell me what Emmanuel means? Are you going to tell me, Eva? Are you just coming for a wee wander? Hiya. Can someone tell me what Emmanuel means? Emily. God is with us. Oh, we've been to rescue a sheep. Okay. God is with us. Now, can anyone tell me why Jesus was given the name Jesus? Alana? Well, it is a really important name. That's right. It is a really important name. Ben, you get your hand up. Well, he's the Son of God. Yeah, and that is absolutely true. But that's not really why he was given the name Jesus. That's not what the angel said to Joseph.
Didn't Jesus mean he saves?
He saves. It does. And it says in the Bible, you will give him the name Jesus because he will save his people from their sins. That's what your presentation was all about, Extreme. To tell us that it's not just about the manger. He was born once so we can be born again. He could give us new life because he gave his life for us. And you know, as we think about that message and think about the message that we heard from Little Praisers as well, 2,000 years ago, a baby king was born. He's King Jesus. Came into this world to save us. One last message. One last message. And it was there in the reading that we heard. It was there in the reading. It was in Luke and chapter 2. Luke and chapter 2. And what was this message? But the angel said to them, who do you think the them was? Somebody who hasn't answered. Who do you think the them was? So, okay, Ruth? It was the shepherds. The angel said to them, don't be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy. Oh, angels must like adjectives. Good news of great joy that will be for all the people today in the town of David, which was
Bethlehem.
In the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, I can't be bothered going to Bethlehem. I'm quite cosy here, actually. We've got a wee fire going. We're quite warm. We've got the sheep to look after. Is that what they said? Oh, no. If that's what I thought, I definitely got the message wrong. And if that's what the shepherds did, then they definitely got the message wrong as well. The message they got was that Jesus was to be found. They said, let's go to Bethlehem. Let's go and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about. And when they got there, what happened? They found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. It was just as the angels had said. And boys and girls and grown-ups, this Christmas time, I hope by being at church this morning, if you have remembered nothing else, you will have remembered the message. The message that the Lord Jesus came into this world to give us life. That's why he went to the cross. He gave his life so we can have life. And the whole message of Christmas, the good news and the great joy, is not that in 4 days' time you're going to wake up in the morning and have presents to unwrap, although you're pretty reasonable joy about that as well. Yeah. The message of great joy is a Saviour has been born. He is Christ the Lord. And remember, boys and girls, this message is not one we just ignore. This message is one we respond to in our hearts when we ask the Lord Jesus to be our Saviour. And that is what really, really puts the joy in Christmas. Have you got the message? I hope we have. We're going to sing our last song. And remember, after this, don't rush away, because there's more refreshments through there. I know some of you had them between communion and this service. There's still more. So through to the hall. Can I also add, through in the hall, you'll find a big copy of our prayer care calendar and also a sheet for any changes that anyone would like to make. So have a look at it, please. And if you would like to add your details and they're not there, or if you would like to change the details that are there, and some of you are scratching your head and saying, what's a prayer care calendar? You're maybe just coming this past year, so you don't know. It's just a little fold-out, A4 page, that lists the folks who come to church and reminds us to pray for them. Out one day, out of every month. You just work through the month and keep it in your Bible. That's a good place for it. So there's forums through there for you to update and change or add yourself to it if you're not on it. We'd be delighted to do that. And then we can have them ready for the beginning of the year. We're going to sing a song about rejoicing. Remember I said, good news of great joy? Well, what do you do when something is great joy? You rejoice. Good Christian men, rejoice with heart and soul and voice. News, news! Jesus Christ is born today. Let's sing this song. Let's stand to sing. Son, good news, joy, joy, peace, peace. Jesus Christ was born to save. Oh, Father, may that be our message this Christmas time. Not only that Jesus Christ was born to save, but that he will save all who put their trust in him. So, Father, may we be on message, and may we bring that message to those all around us. We ask in Jesus' precious name. Amen.